Welcome to the Mental Spa, where you can bathe in warm, natural, mineral-rich filth as Emma and Dave retox your mind. There, you're feeling better already.
Welcome to the Mental Spa. I am Emma Clark, voiceover and professional waster. And my colleague is...
Dave Witt, a genius cyber producer and comic muse, of course.
Well, he's my comic muse, aren't you?
Well, if you like.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. The Mental Spa is a place where you can retoxify your mind with a podcast that is like the audio equivalent of a colonic irrigation. And me and Dave Witt record the Mental Spa in different locations, don't we, Dave?
We do, Emma, we do.
Where are you right now, David?
I am in Leeds at the moment.
I'm in Cheshire.
Really? Whereabouts in Cheshire?
I'm in a converted lavatory in Cheshire. I actually am. There's obviously not a lavatory here now.
Oh, really?
That'd be awful.
Oh, you can do two things at once.
Right, on this week's show, we've got all your favourite features. We've got Procrastinator's Corner. We've got Mommy, I Had a Bad Thought. We've got Quote of the Week, Dimmer of the Week. A whole smorgasbord of comic joy.
Mental Spa News.
Right, Dave, tell me what you've been up to this week.
I've been getting sunburnt this week. Getting locked in the flat. And I've flooded the kitchen thanks to a sink blockage.
Nice. So, yeah. How's your sunburn now? Is it healed?
No.
Still flaky?
It's at the point where it's gone past pain and now it's just falling off.
Does your face look like a flapjack?
Just the forehead, which is the worst bit. The forehead and the nose up to, like, the bit, you know, where your nostrils sort of flare.
Sounds
out.
Gorgeous, Dave.
It is.
Glad you're in Leeds right now.
Yeah.
Tell me about your flat. How did you get locked out?
We got locked in.
You got locked in?
Yeah, we got locked in. The lock is fine from the outside, but when it comes to being inside, you can't unlock it.
So, how long were you trapped? Were you running out of air and water otherwise, David? Frankly, it's a story that's going nowhere.
No, but it's a regular occurrence, you see. It's almost.
Have you not learned your lesson?
Yeah, but what are you supposed to do? You've got to lock your door. So, you know, it just comes with the territory of having a bus door.
Yeah, but you're not meant to put yourself under siege, are you?
No, but, well, the thing is, we would ring the landlord. Mm-hmm. But since we flooded the flat in at the weekend...
Is this your sink blockage?
Yes, this is a sink blockage.
What happened?
Blockage. Well, I was going to put some washing in the washing machine and noticed there was a bit of a pool of mucky water on the floor.
Oh, Dave, you're so glamorous.
I know. Panicked a little bit. Checked myself. I was fine. Mm-hmm. And then I shouted at Emma. And so she came in with a handful of washing, opened the washing machine, and it just gushed on her. And you know, there's that moment as well where... She looked at me while the water was coming out, going, no! And I was like, shut the door! For God's sake. So she shut the door, the water everywhere. We don't have enough towels to obviously mop this stuff up. We went under the wall into their spare bedroom.
God,
and the carpet.
Helps.
Well, the kitchen's a laminated floor, so that's all right. But the bedroom's stinking now at the minute. So I can't really ring the landlord until the floor's dry because I haven't admitted to that cock up. So we did a bit of home plumbing and found like a 3-inch lump of fat
and ew!
In the sink. Yeah, so that was fun. Obviously,
oh,
it's not ours.
David,
that's
minging.
I know, it's not nice. So there you go. How about you? How's your week been?
Well, I've just come back from a 5-day break. I don't often take time off, but God, did I need it. And I'm still coping with coming back to work. To be honest, I'm still struggling to cope with the deluge of email that landed in my inbox while I was away. Trying to determine what actually died in my fridge while I was away and how come I've got what appears to be jet lag, even though I only went to the Lake District, which is less than 2 hours away from my own home.
Whereabouts did you
by
go?
By car. I went to, it was a Centre Parks resort.
Oh, you went...
Near Penrith.
Yeah, it used to be the Oasis, didn't it?
Yeah, it was fab. It was top.
So what did you get up to?
Oh, we did all sorts. We swam a lot. We went on pedalos. We looked at falcons. Oh, it was marvellous. And of course, enjoyed the rain. Also, the gravel in my garden, which I mentioned on the last podcast, has been replaced with heavier gauge gravel. The cats are no longer using it as a litter tray, but are just looking very confused.
For those of us that don't actually know what heavier gauge gravel means, does that actually mean bigger lumps?
Lumpier. Bigger lumps.
Lumpier.
Almost like, yeah. It's almost like small boulders. Do you know what I mean?
Right, so...
Not your little pebbles. No.
Does that make a difference to cats' behaviour around gravel or dairies?
Yeah. Well, clearly, because they've not, you know, used it in the same manner.
Is it because they can't get a comfortable position?
I think they can't dig it up as easily.
Oh, it's the digging thing.
I think it is.
Oh, right. I didn't realise.
I think it is. It doesn't have a soil-like texture. The other thing this week, I'm supposed to be in training for the Race for Life. Incidentally, if any listeners do want to sponsor me, please feel free. www.raceforlifesponsorme.org/EmmaBClark. No pressure. But the training's not been going very well because I have been on holiday, you know, and I've also got a very fat arse, so I need to take action, really. Seize the day, run the race.
Who are you racing for?
Well, it's for Cancer Research UK, which is a fab charity that does a lot of important work for cancer.
The Mental Spa Manifesto, or as we like to call it, a rotty good man.
Right, go for your life, Dave. What would you change about the world if you were in charge this week?
This week, it is Primark. I went to Manchester, not far from your good self, Em.
No, you didn't. You didn't call in.
No, we didn't. We had a family barbecue to attend, I'm afraid. Yeah, went to Primark in Manchester. Well, we actually went to Manchester, not actually to go to Primark, to do some shopping before we went on holiday to
Turkey.
Did you
accidentally end up in Primark?
It was the first shop we went in. The first shop.
Locked in?
It's on three... Very good. It feels like it sometimes. I tell you, women are a different animal in there. Right? Mm. And I got left to my own devices because I wasn't staying on the ladies' floor. Oh, no. Because it's every man for himself up there. And there's no chairs. Not even in the shoe bit. There's no chairs. You know, it's no River Island where you have a leather sofa for your bloke. So I went mooching round the man's bit and I picked a few things up and I managed to spend, get this, £50 in Primark. Right? That's a lot of things. I got a lot of things. I got
It's good marketing on behalf of Primark, isn't it?
No, not yet. Hold your horses. Yeah, so I must have got three pairs of shorts, three white T-shirts for a fiver, some underpants because I was at that stage where I really should have got some new ones. Treated the girlfriend to me wearing Primark underpants, which are quality.
Sexy.
Yeah, so I thought that's great. I've got all my Aldi kit sorted. Gets home, pulls on the old pants, and the you know the gap for the to come out,
the flap,
yeah, the bit, you know, for your ding dong. Well, it's that there's one button from, you know, for the middle bit, and your ding dong either flops out of the top or the bottom. Design fault, right? So I feel like...
David, the visual images in my mind right now are frankly unwanted.
I feel sometimes naked.
Unsolicited on my behalf, let me say.
And the T-shirts, they said a medium. They're quite clearly not. It's like wearing a sack, Emma. I look ridiculous. But that's my thing with Primark. I just...
Is it not more to do with your poor fashion choices, David?
Well, how can you go wrong with underpants and white T-shirts?
You might have a point there.
What's your weekly rant about then, Emma?
Well, the thing that I would change if I was in charge, it's been quite nice weather this week. Not bad, you know. And I would make barbecues compulsory for all. Because I think it cheers everybody up. And I think it'd be a good thing, really. Because what could be better than charring your baps with a co-worker?
Charring your baps.
There you go, you see. Hey. I think it's great. Me and Rich Sweetman, the guy that I share my studio with, we have a barbecue and it's hot. We like it. And even though I'm a veggie, I can appreciate the marvel of a barbecue. Thanks to the miracle of corn.
Do you actually know what corn is, Emma?
No, don't want to know either.
I looked it up once after I was force-fed it in a stir-fry. Won't be eating it again, Emma.
But I'm sure, I don't want to know.
But at least you can still enjoy a barbecue.
I can. And I think that it'd be a really good idea if workplaces had designated barbecue areas. You know, perhaps a small area in a car park, perhaps. Although, you know, thinking about it, when I actually start to think this through, it's highly impractical.
It is.
Because, you know, there's a fire risk, clearly. And litter, obviously. Nobody wants to be slipping on, you know, discarded finger rolls. Food poisoning as well. It might be an issue. And rats. Listing all the possible risks and downfalls, it might be a really terrible idea. But wouldn't it be great if barbecues were absolutely compulsory?
As long as there's sunscreen available.
The Prick of Conscience. Ever felt a compelling need to confess something dodgy you've done? No, me neither. But Emma and Dave do.
So what do you want to confess, Dave? What have you done this week that might be a bit dodgy?
I want to confess, we recently got Sky at the flat, which was a hassle in itself. And we've only got the cheapest package. But my parents have got two Sky Plus boxes. So we nipped up there and nicked...
I know where this is going.
Nicked a Sky Plus box. So we've got all the channels and everything for £16 a month.
Really? Really? Yep. Have you got, you know, special channels, Dave? Special package? Access to
a special package.
Visual material.
Yes, I have, but we go to bed at the same time, so I never get chance to watch.
Is this what this is about, David? A way for you to get free porn?
It's not free, I'll tell you. Yeah, it's not free. £5 a night. Or I think it's about 37 pence. If you
You've looked into it?
Yeah.
You've done your research?
That's why you get your 10-minute free view. That's all I need, baby.
Procrastinator's Corner.
Okay, Dave, so what is it this week that you've been putting off hoping it'll go away?
We mentioned this earlier. It is the ringing of the landlord to get the lock sorted. Like I said, we're still waiting for the floor to dry. But we have bought a plug-in which goes tss every hour or so. And it smells fragrant.
A smelly plug-in?
Yeah, they're not cheap, you know, them.
Do they smell?
They do.
Nice.
They're all right, actually. It's better than mucky dishwater.
They don't smell of, like, funeral homes.
Funeral homes? I don't know what they smell
like. The overwhelming smell of formaldehyde. I once went to somebody's house and they had one of these release odour things. And it honestly smelled like a funeral home. It's the best way I can describe it.
I like that we've coined the new word tss.
It's now a verb, isn't it?
Yeah, a verb. Oh, dear me. So basically just putting off ringing the landlord and hoping that he doesn't notice that the floor's actually wet and there might actually be a small stain.
Just tell him you're incontinent. If he comes around. Put it down to medical reasons you're too embarrassed to talk about.
Just splash my groin area before I enter the door.
Well, you're wearing the right pants, clearly.
I am.
And now it's time for Mummy, I Had a Bad Thought. Yes, like one of those hoodie emo kid types who want to kill their parents and stuff. Emma and Dave discuss their dark thoughts.
I was watching an old episode of Grand Designs, right, and I was overcome with an evil desire to write to Kevin MacLeod and ask him if he wanted to come and film me building my very own Grand Design. I'd tell him, right, that it was going to be eco-friendly, made from sustainable materials, envisioned with integrity and respect for the existing historic nature of the existing structure, where old and new would nestle beside each other as though destined to be married in mortar. And I'd tell him, right, that it was going to be a small project with underfloor heating, innovative storage solutions, because he's always wanting that, a space that embraced the brief with courage and simplicity. And then I'd tell him I was going to build a porch. Can you imagine it?
I'd love that. But of course, every time when he came round, he'd say, I envisioned serious problems with the structure and the brief, you know, they're really cutting corners and I wouldn't have done it this way. And at the end he'd go, this is a fantastic design. And I thought it was fantastic. From the start, I could tell that this was going to be a brilliant structure. Oh, bugger off.
I'd just love to say to him, I'd love to have the opportunity to say, but there'll be an integrated Wellington store and multi-height co-hawks. Kevin, please come and film me going over budget and arguing with the builders. I'll make the porch roof out of reclaimed turf and line the walls with organic barnyard waste. It doesn't matter that it's only going to be 2 feet by 11 inches. It's architect designed. And I've fallen out with the neighbours and the council and everything. Please come, Kevin, please come. Ah. Can you imagine that?
Sounds like you've already written your letter, Em.
Thinking about it.
The quick fire round.
What was the week's most regretted meal for you then, Em?
Well, frankly, all of them. I'm a fat cow and I should eat fruit, not lard. I've got a race to run.
What is it that you eat that you really shouldn't? Maybe this could be your thing for next week.
I love white bread and Rich Sweetman, he brings in these crusty cobs.
Oh, him and his
crusty
cobs.
Very hard to resist.
What does he do with his crusty cob?
he makes the most amazing, God's own sandwich, frankly.
So do we think you can do a week without white bread?
Yes, I certainly can. Should I pledge to do that now?
I think you should pledge. Hand up.
Yep, there we go. In the mental spa. Relinquishing white bread.
Excellent, lovely stuff.
What was this week's favourite grooming ritual for you, Dave?
It's not really a favourite grooming ritual this week. It's more of a must-have. moisturising my face, lathering it up in the vain hope that it doesn't fall off, although it already seems to be too late. Okay, so what was this week's moment of peak fitness then, Em?
Well, you know, ironically, this week's moment of peak fitness probably coincided with the moment this week when actually I was closest to death.
Death?
Yeah, I was cycling up a very steep hill with my small son in a trailer behind me, and it was, I can't tell you, it was agony. I saw the tunnel, the light, Cliff Richard at the end singing Saviour's Day. Thought my time had come. So that was my moment of peak fitness.
God, that's not really a peak fitness moment, is it, really?
It's the best I could muster this week.
Okay, so what's your favourite news item of the week, then, Em?
I love this. An entrepreneur has set up a website specifically for women to sell unwanted gifts from former lovers. Most of the goods advertised on exboyfriendjewellery.com are actually jewellery, but there is a section called Gifts That Should Have Been Jewellery, which disappointed former girlfriends can sell off all the dud presents through that site, such as, you know, vacuum cleaners, salad spinners, you know, and, you know, I'm guessing, but maybe actually their ex-boyfriends. So what's the most disappointing present you've ever had?
For a birthday present, I got a photo album of our best shared moments of a previous girlfriend. Oh. And when we broke up, she asked for it back.
Did you just want to take the pictures out and recycle it for the next one?
Well, yeah, I think she did, you know. Yeah, she was that way inclined, and she wasn't an Emma, which is probably why.
Mine, my most unwanted presents, really, are arguably the most bizarre presents anybody's ever been bought in their entire life. They were both bought for me by my father, who was an odd man, bless him, God rest his soul. I was 24, right, my birthday, and he bought me a lump hammer.
Wow.
And I looked at it, I said, what's this? He said, well, you've not got one, have you?
Yeah, several, actually. Yeah.
Come into my lump hammer room. Yeah. Look, it's lined from top to bottom.
How do you think I put my makeup on? I'm joking, Emma.
And probably the most unnerving gift I've ever had, again, from a father. Again, a birthday gift, which on its own is ironic when you think about what the gift actually was. He bought me my own grave.
Wow.
He honestly did. Handed me the grave deeds, little beam on his face. He was really chuffed. He thought it was a wonderful present. Opened the envelope and I saw what it was and I couldn't think of anything to say. The first thing I thought of was, is it south facing? And he just deadpan turned to me. He said, don't be ridiculous. It's a cemetery. It's east west.
Dear God.
But then, right, when my father became very ill, cheeky bugger, right, he asked for it back. He asked for it. He said, you know that grave I got you? I said, yeah. He said, well, I want it. I said, what? You're nicking me grave. You're stealing my grave. He said, well, you know, plenty of room. I said, what do you mean? He said, sleep six.
What?
Sleeps six.
Does that mean you can take people with you?
Apparently so. I said, what do you mean? He said, there's a stacking system.
A stacking system?
Yeah,
that's not
so
better.
Yeah. But, well, you know, hey, they were my two most bizarre gifts, lump hammer and a grave. Top that.
So is it just a plot grave or is it a headstone?
Yes, you buy the plot. No, you have to get planning permission for the headstone and that's a whole separate deal. But it's the actual plot.
I can't believe you need planning permission for a headstone.
I think you do. I think I'm right in saying that.
Should get Kevin MacLeod in to do a grand design.
The Mental Spa with Emma Clark and Dave Witts. Exfoliate your mind.
Well, so what's your favourite news item this week, Dave?
It is the story that hundreds of snails caused a six-car pile-up when they tried to cross a dual carriageway in Stuttgart in Germany. You know, they could have done with a zebra crossing, really, couldn't they? Police closed.
Well, then it would have been zebras.
Hey,
bumtish.
Yeah. Police closed the road for several hours to scrape the crushed and surviving snails off the tarmac. The slime was making the road so slippery that people started skidding all over the place, said a motorist. It was like a horror film. A horror film which contained snails. I mean,
what would we call it? What do you think we could call it?
There's a few, isn't there, you could have there? Yep. What about the sliming?
Shell Razor.
All right, it's not a competition. Nightmare on Shelm Street.
The Antennaeville Horror.
Oh, God.
I got on. Was Halloweena. Oh. Halloween, it's Germany, innit?
Bratwurst and all that. Yeah, well let's...
Snailian.
Let's... Snailian?
Snailum's lot. The Wicker monoped. The Slowman instead of Omen. Do you get it? See what I've done there?
See what you did there, yeah. Oh, God. Well,
can we think of any horror films where we could get the words gastropod Lederhosen in, do you think? Probably not.
Lederhosen. So anyway, how did they know? Well, why did they cross the road?
Wish we knew. Where were they going?
Were they going?
Several
new
questions, actually, right? Where were they going, right? How did they meet up, right, as a pack? I mean, what's the collective noun for snails? A slime, presumably. And they were working as a team. How did they communicate?
How were they working as a team? They all died en masse.
Maybe it was a suicide bid.
Maybe they sent the chaps first and the women and children went after. Or maybe they sent the women and children first and the chaps went afterwards.
Many questions are raised by this news story.
Absolutely. We'll have to get on Google for that.
The Mental Spa. A mud wrap for your mind with Emma Clark and Dave Witts.
What's your resolution for next week then, Em?
Well, I've got to go for a run, haven't I?
And stop eating white bread, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. What's yours, Dave?
I really struggled to run last week, so I'm really going to drag this one out this time. It's been a problem, really, because in a morning, I tend to get up about 6 o'clock, which is more than enough time to go for a run.
Mm.
But the birds at the minute, have you got this thing with the birds where you live?
Well, I've got magpies that seem to wake up at dawn going just outside my bedroom window. It's horrible.
Oh.
I'm so happy. Beep, beep, beep.
Piss off. At like 5 o'clock in the morning, so I'm knackered at the minute. I'll be going for a run 3 times a week.
So we're both going for a run then, aren't we then? That's
just
our resolution.
One.
Just, yeah, a run.
A run.
Unspecified length.
It's a start.
The Mental Spa. Rubbing you up the wrong way.
And the underrated song from yesteryear, this week...
You've chosen it this week, haven't you, Dave?
I have, yes. It's Bryan Adams and Run To You to get us all G'd up for this whole running thing that we're going to do. A classic, I think.
Right, well, thanks for listening to The Mental Spa. Don't forget, you can contact us at any time via the website info@thementalspa.co.uk. You can give us feedback on the show, share your problems, household tips.
Household tips?
Well, you never know.
What?
Handy, isn't it?
That's a new feature. Household tips and old wives' tales.
Yeah, I think that's a good one.
Yeah, we'll mention some next week if we get any.
So thanks very much for listening. Make sure that you subscribe to the feed, thementalspa.co.uk, and we'll see you soon.
Remember, you lot, you can get in touch with the show by emailing on your computery-type device. Info at thementalspa.co.uk.